And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right.
I'm always back and forth.
Hey, Michael, we're right here, okay.
Oh, are we on? Ooh, I didn't say anything bad about you, did I?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we have Michael Genevieve of the Abbeville Opera House, and I tell you what, he is here. He is pumped up. I don't know what kind of coffee he's drinking here this morning, but...
It's all those late-night rehearsals and then early morning radio shows. It's the combination, I think, that just gets you wired.
It does get you wired, yeah. You know, they say you can't do it without sleep, but, you know, if you are in entertainment, you learn to do things without.
You've been doing that for years, Ann.
Absolutely. So, this is it. Tonight.
Yeah, no, that's West Side Story.
Oh,
tonight
okay.
is tonight's a Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, 8 o'clock tonight at the Abbeville Opera House. It's been about 10 years since we've done the show.
Right.
And we thought it was just time to bring it back, apparently, along with everybody else. Every theater in South Carolina and North Carolina, I understand, Flat Rock and Greenwood here, the Greenwood Community Theater and Flat Rock Playhouse, South Carolina Children's Theater. But I think it's a testament to really the story itself and to our times.
You know, the
message in this play is really one about giving and sharing and loving and family and warm fires, and I think right now that's what we all need to hear. I think this message is as important today as it was when this show was set back in 1843.
Well, we certainly have as a country, we certainly have cared for those that are not doing well right now. And
absolutely.
I think, I think some of the things that have been happening, not over only in Abbeville, but right here in Greenwood, you see the spirit, particularly in our area, of people that when somebody's in need, they're right there to help.
That is so true. And that is the message behind this show. We're left when Scrooge is visited by these ghosts. You know, Jacob Marley comes and kind of shakes him up and says, you're going to be visited by three ghosts. And the first one, of course, is the ghost of Christmas past, who's telling Scrooge, you know, this is what you've done. We can't change this. The past is the past. And then I have a small role of the ghost of Christmas present who says, here's what your actions have led to. Here's where you are now. But then Monique Sakai Bagwell comes out as the ghost of Christmas future and kind of represents hope. She's saying, you know, this is the future, but it doesn't have to be that way. You know, you have the power to change these events if you want to. And, of course, the great message, Scrooge does, and then it's a great big happy ending, and it's what we all want.
It is what we all want.
Yeah.
We want that happy ending, don't we?
I think we do, and I think that's really important now. It's certainly the most famous of anything that Charles Dickens has written. People are more familiar with it, and it's just a great family show. It's a great ghost story. I think kids are going to like it. Our show is crammed with music. We've got carolers. We've really paid a lot of attention to the details with the costuming and the sets. And, of course, the Opera House itself just is a perfect venue for this period of a show, and we've tried to remain as faithful to the story, and it is a classic, so it is the classic version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. But even the carols, every one of the Christmas carols that you hear would be sung, they're English and Welsh carols from the mid-1800s, or Dickens would have been familiar with all of those things. But then we've got the smoke pots and the fog machines and the magic and special effects and things like that. So it really is a fun production. I love the show.
Well, you know, you had said that when you first came, it was being done.
Right. One of the first years that I came to the Opera House, like 32 years ago, we started doing A Christmas Carol. George Settles was the executive producer back then, and he played Charles Dickens, Ebenezer Scrooge, for a number of years. And then Bill Williams took up the role. Now David Eller is taking the role, but we did it as our annual Christmas production for, I would think, maybe 15 years. And then I guess in the 90s we quit doing A Christmas Carol and thought we would you know, try some of the other shows that, that everybody else has done, all those Christmas shows with the Herdman kids and music. And we did Dear Santa for several years in a row. And we just thought, we looked up and it was 10 years. And we thought it was time. And apparently it was, because we had more people audition for this play than we have ever. We had 70-some people come to audition.
Wow.
And we never, in Abbeville, we never have that many people audition for our shows. And then the phone's been ringing off the hook. So tonight we have almost a full house. We are in the balcony tonight. Our matinee tomorrow is almost sold out. We have some good seats tomorrow night, and we have some great tickets next weekend as well, and a few seats scattered throughout downstairs. So if people want to give a call to the box office, I'm sure we'll be able to get you some tickets. But the response has really been terrific, and that's good, because we really needed that. It's been a tough couple of years with the economy, and I think a lot of theaters are suffering right now, and the message of this show is just so appropriate.
Well, I have a little song. You know,
that we do
around here, you know, because it's tough in the jewelry business right now. You know, and it goes something like this. 'Cause we need a really big Christmas right this very minute.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, we kicked our season off just a few months ago with Harry Anderson, who was kind enough to come down and do a great benefit show for us.
I had a great time over there interviewing him.
That's right.
That's
he
right.
was there the afternoon that we were doing
the
show. And so that was quite successful for us. We're right in the middle of renovating. Instead of cutting back, we just said, hey, what the heck, let's just keep going. So all of the restrooms in the Opera House are in the process of being renovated and restored. We're now building a brand new concessions area.
Well, you haven't really had that now, have you?
Second
concession
floor.
There.
Yeah, we you know, as so many theaters, you roll things out on tables and you're selling that way. So we really needed to make use of this space. So we've got that with a counter, a little bar area, and a countertop and rooms to store concessions, so they're not all over the place. So our plan was to kick that off this weekend too with a Christmas Carol, and things are moving along over there quite well for us, and honestly, I think attendance is really picking up for us right now, so that's a good thing.
Well, I think one of the good things about what's going on over there in Abbeville, you have so much energy going on with the livery stables and all the things that they've been doing to help promote just brings in more people and therefore more business.
Absolutely. The square has not looked better. I mean, it really, fresh paint on lots of the storefronts on the square, and of course the renovation of Trinity Street and Washington Street. They're going to be working on the square now within the next year here as well. And then with the Christmas Carol this weekend, we're tying all of that into the old Abbeville Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfect time for that show. I think really the show will begin the moment you pull into town on the square, because there will be people there this weekend in period costumes. We've got the Christmas parade happening Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. There'll be a tour of homes and a taste of Gypsy, and the stores will be open.
A taste of Gypsy?
Of Gypsy, yeah. You know, it's really called something else, and I can't remember what it was called, but it's a great old Abbeville tradition.
Okay.
It's like Ladyfingers and bourbon and all kinds of goodies and whipped cream that's mixed up in it. I mean, it's delicious. I don't know how to make it.
Okay.
But it's something that has been passed down from generation to generation in the Abbeville community. And so they've tied that into a tour of homes that they're having, and just all kinds of fun activities all weekend long. So we're just happy to have a Christmas Carol as a part of everything.
That's right. And the Christmas Carol is going on over there at the Abbeville Opera House. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some more things going on and more about A Christmas Carol. So you know you have to stay tuned right here on WLMA and WCRS. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're back here with Michael Genevieve from over there in the Abbeville Opera House. We were just talking about how many people are in the show. What'd you say? You had about 60?
60-plus people. With the carolers, we've got a large group of carolers. We've got lots of townspeople. And, of course, the show itself just lends itself to such a large cast because you've got the Cratchit family.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Fred, who is Scrooge's nephew, and his entire family there as well. And then there's ministers and solicitors and street people. And our production is actually hosted and narrated by Charles Dickens himself, who comes out of the crowd scene and talks directly to the audience and basically tells the story and does all the little segues between each of the scenes and things like that.
Now, what about costumes? I mean, what do you have to do for that?
Yeah, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
A nightmare, yes, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Scrooge was having a nightmare
Scrooge.
Night. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, I would be Ebenezer Scrooge if I didn't have Kathy and Ruth Freeman and all of the great people over there who are, just have done an absolutely wonderful job. We actually, for this period of show, mm-hmm. because of this, the late 1800s from the 1850s, we have a pretty decent supply.
They were left over in the opera house.
from those old actors. They're on the bones of old actors that are laying around. We've done the show for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, like, the longer coats and the things like that. That was one of the things through the years in moving to our new costume storage area that we have, that we actually had to go and buy some top hats and things for
the... See, my real
yeah,
one? Did you see that one? That's Beaver. That hat has Beaver in it. Is that
Jerry Mathers?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, Jerry Mathers, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was obscure.
Yeah,
I'm dating myself.
But they're hard to find.
Oh,
a really nice
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely, yeah. And we can get them through costume storage. And then there's a place in Greenville called Costume Curio that there's certain pieces that you really want and if you rent. But like Jacob Marley's, we've had that for a number of years. And Henry Pettit, our technical director, he has played that role. Honestly, he goes back all the way to George Settle's performance of Ebenezer Scrooge. So he has done this show for 30 years with us over the years. David Eller, who is Ebenezer Scrooge, started as Bob Cratchit in the show. So a lot of the people have performed the show, and as we said, Monique Sakai Bagwell is the ghost of Christmas Yet to Come.
I didn't know you said she played that other places.
She's played that, no, at the Opera House.
Oh, just at the Opera House? Oh, okay.
She's been doing that for years, so she's played that every day. But it's, when we looked up, I was just shocked that it had been 9 or 10 years since we had done the show. And, but it went back together quite well for us, and we have so many brand new faces on the stage, people that are making not only their Abbeville Opera House debut with the show, but their theater debut as well. So it really is a community production, and we have so many wonderful people. It could be a nightmare, really, with that many people, because the director becomes as much a traffic director is a stage director in those instances, but the people are delightful and they're talented and they've just donated so much of their time and their
talent.
And they
have to be committed.
To the production. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
You know, long rehearsals and long rehearsal schedules, but they've just done a great job. So
one of the things that must be difficult for you, though, is when, you know, it's community theater. It's all volunteer for this.
Right.
To put together and have, you said you had 70-plus people try out and to have to say, who's going to be in and who isn't. That's
oh,
gotta be
exactly.
Tough.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to call them and say, hey, you know that show you auditioned for? Yeah, well, you ain't in it. sorry.
That's gotta be tough.
No, it is. And you want to encourage them.
To come back again.
Exactly. The beauty of these shows, and we don't really do this many huge cast productions like this at the Opera House, and so quite often there just aren't roles available.
Right.
For newcomers, because you would want to start out in something that's not too demanding and too large. So this is the perfect show, and we do have a lot of people that are just doing a terrific job who are making their debut on the stage, so we're thrilled to have them.
Well, this is too cool. Now, of course, if you're listening to this and you're saying, God, I've got to get my ticket to A Christmas Carol. When is the production, and what's the telephone number to call?
Please, yes, it's Friday night. That's tonight at 8 o'clock is opening night. We're in the box office from 10 o'clock today, and we'll be there all the way until curtain time. It's 366-2157. We also have two shows tomorrow, one at 3 o'clock and one at 8 o'clock, and then it's going to run next weekend with the same schedule, Friday and Saturday nights at 8 and Saturday afternoons at 3. We're 366-2157. Our tickets are $17 for adults. They're $16 for seniors, and with this show, we have started a brand new student ticket price. We've never had a student price ever before at the Opera House. And whether you're in kindergarten or college, it's a $10 student ticket price. So
I'm still learning how to do this radio business. Does that qualify?
Student.
I'm a student.
I think you got it down pretty good now, yeah. You got an ID or anything?
Yeah, I got an ID,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, 85% of our attendance really comes from tour bus operators, senior citizens, and church.
Isn't that amazing
and,
that they come from outside the area?
We have more people from outside South Carolina who come to the Opera House than we have South Carolinians, unfortunately for us. But that's our attendance. So we've never really had a need for that demographic or that student group, and we implemented it. And it's
really
been terrific because we're getting families out, and that's what we wanted for this show. We want the whole family to come and see it because the parents are going to enjoy it, I think, every bit as much as the kids will, with all the visuals and the special effects, the lighting effects, and the music, and it's going to be a great production. I hope everybody will come out. And I promise we'll get you in the Christmas spirit.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that makes it so neat, when you do go to kids, you go with kids, you do get that wonderment, because if you're a parent, you're watching the kids to see what their reaction is to what's going on, and that is part of the joy.
We had last night, we had a small group of people in for our final dress rehearsal just to try to get an idea and a feel. And lots of times, a lot of the merchants in Abbeville will come to our dress rehearsal because they'll have their stores open during the up until showtime on the weekends, so they can't come to see the show then. And so we always invite them to come and be our guests and see the dress rehearsal. And when Jacob Marley first comes out, he appears with a flash and a smoke pot and everything. And the people who were kind of down front sitting there watching, I heard them go, whoop! as soon as he came up. And then
so you knew you had a good effect when that happened.
Said,
yeah,
said, that worked well. And then he disappears the same way. And so you should be ready for it, but we got another whoop when he went off stage. But every ghost has a magical appearance or a certain way of coming to Scrooge. My favorite is the first one, and I don't want to give it away, but it's a great magic effect for the Ghost of Christmas Past, who is Robbie Bowie. He has the greatest entrance, I think. And then my ghost is more like the Grim Reaper. He's black, long black robe.
Make you feel old?
Yeah.
Make you feel old?
Yeah, yeah. That's why, yes, I got the beard.
Going,
I'm like Santa Claus. Yeah, the Grim Reaper is Santa Claus. But he's, we do a lot of fire effects. We have He tells Ebenezer Scrooge that he has some scenes to show him, and he takes a book and flips through the book, and then the pages burst into flames, and then he takes a candle and lights it from that, and the scenes appear in the flame of the candle, and then Monique comes and is probably the nicest of the three ghosts because she represents the future and the hope that, that there is. So it's a wonderful show. I hope everybody will come out and see it, and just spend a little portion of the holiday season with us at the Abbeville Opera House.
Well, you know, it's all about getting in the spirit, you know, isn't
that? Absolutely.
You know, and it's been a tough year for everybody, and, you know, it's hard to get in the spirit. One thing I do like, though, I will tell you, even though it's a little chilly, it does make you feel more like Christmas.
Oh, I agree. I have more Christmas spirit this year, I think, than ever. This has been one of the slowest acting years for me as far as auditions, and things have just slowed down all over the Southeast. Very few TV shows, film shows and things. And just in the last few weeks, so I've been starting to get some calls and going out, you know, on auditions. So I really think this cycle's turning around right now, and I think we're going to see more production, more film work in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia, and I think attendance in the theaters will start to pick up. I just saw how the Peace Center has got a $21 million project that they're coming in, and I know they've been hurting. In Newberry, as attendance everywhere has just been down. And but you can't let that get you down. You got to it'll turn around, and I think we're right at that turnaround place right now.
So you would say you got to have high hopes.
No, what was your other? What was your other song?
Cause we need a really big Christmas this very minute. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. We're talking with Michael Genevieve. It is all about A Christmas Carol. It's all about Abbeville tonight, tomorrow night, and tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Lots of good events going on over in Abbeville this weekend. Parade is at 11 o'clock. They have their old-time Christmas event with Craft Carols Rise. And what was that thing you were talking about?
A Taste of Gypsy.
A Taste of Gypsy. Hey, we're going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be right back.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We have the one and only Michael Genevieve. I tell you what, he landed in Abbeville and he never left. Well, he does leave, but, you know, he grabbed a hold.
I get out every once in a while to Calhoun Falls in 96. But
You've done some good stuff out there in the world of entertainment.
I've been very lucky and over the years with some films and TV shows and things like that.
Yeah.
But I love theater. I still always come back to the plays.
Yeah, you do. Now, you had Harry Anderson there this summer. That was a magical experience.
Oh, it was fun. Harry's a trip, I'll tell you, yeah. Harry's a good friend and a really nice guy and offered to come down here and really gave us a shot in the arm and kicked our winter season off, our 102nd winter season with his show Wise Guy. You know, I mean, he's three times Emmy nominated for Night Court, and he did
Saturday
Night Live.
But he never even started out really as an actor. That's what I thought.
That's how I know Harry, as a magician.
Yeah.
And he's terrific. People don't realize he invented so many magic tricks. The needle through the arm, three-card money, and, he gets royalties on it. Harry's doing okay, so,
right.
He could afford to come down and do a benefit for the Opera House, and it was just so successful. We had a great response, and the coolest thing about it, you know, we were talking when we were off just a second ago about the challenge for the theater is to constantly attract new theater members.
Sure.
And our demographic has gotten somewhere, you know, I guess around death.
But it's an older group.
We do. It is a lots of senior citizens, lots of tour groups and church groups and things like that. And our challenge is to really build that audience up. And that's why I think A Christmas Carol is helpful, because kids will like that. Harry Anderson brought people. I don't know where these people came from, but I'd never seen them. So many people who came to see Wise Guy had never been in the Abbeville Opera House before. And the cool thing is I've seen them since.
Well,
so they've come back to the show. So that was a real plus, and that was a real shot.
Well,
in the arm
it was real fun. It was real fun to do
Harry.
It, to do my show over there and talk to him. That was a lot of fun. We put that on our website. I don't know if you knew it, but we put it actually on our website, and people were going to it to click on and hear the interview again. So about that?
He's just delightful. And as a matter of fact, he and I have been talking. He had a birthday not too long ago, and I was talking to him, and he really wants to do it again. He had a great time, so you'll probably see Harry back at the Opera House within the next year.
I love his business card. Since 1952.
He's a classic, all right. Yeah.
He is. So, anyways, but let's see. We've got a Christmas Carol there. Well, you've got something coming up over there, though, Sunday night.
We do. Tony Spearman is doing a benefit concert. It's free. Just jam-packed with music. She's got a great band. She's a terrific singer. And we've got a lot of local people participating. People really, I'm not kidding you, from all over the world will be on that stage. It's 6:30 Sunday night. All you need to do to get in is bring canned goods or an unwrapped Christmas toy for kids. And it's to benefit Connie Maxwell Children's Home. It's to benefit Salvation Army. It's benefiting the Abbeville Opera House. It's just a, it'll be a great show Sunday evening, 6:30. Great benefit performance. They got all kinds of guests that are going to be there, and so you don't want to miss it. We got lots of stuff going on at the Opera House.
That's what's so exciting. You've got a lot of stuff going on at the Opera House, and you have a lot of stuff also going on in Abbeville.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have come alive over there. They were sleepy a few years ago. We got in there. They were sleepy.
Yeah, I mean, the economy affected Abbeville the way it affected everybody, I think. And we really did hit a slump. But the square, I don't think, has ever looked better. We've got lots of antique gift and curio shops on the square. The restaurants are doing well. We've got bed and breakfast, like you wouldn't believe. Just beautiful facilities there as well. We've got the shows going. We do almost 40 weekends of theater a year at the Opera House. Yeah.
40 out of 52.
5 years ago, we were bringing about 17,000 people into the shows in the winter season, and another 17,000 between 17 and 20 for our summer theater season.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers are about half now. So we're back then. We can tell from the number of programs that we have to have printed. But it's certainly building up. And this season, from Harry Anderson's show on, we've seen it's almost like taking a step up that ladder. And I just hope it's going to continue with Dearly Departed in January, Life with Father coming up this spring, and a brand new Southern comedy called The Red Velvet Cake Wars.
The Red Velvet Cake Wars?
Yeah, we're going to do a Southern premiere of that show. Jones, Hope, and Wooten, they're some of our favorite playwrights over at the Opera House. They've written this very funny, brand new Southern comedy, and that's going to be in April. So I think we're on a roll over there, and we just want everybody to come see us.
That's right. Well, you got to do it. You know, if you've been listening to this and you say, God, I need to get my ticket to go over there, just give them a call, 366-2157, 366-2157. And, of course, give us those ticket prices again.
They're $17 for adults, $16 for seniors, and $10 for students from kindergarten to college.
Hey, you know what? This is definitely a Christmas gift you can give your family.
It is. It's a wonderful Christmas gift. The whole family will enjoy it. It's sort of our Christmas gift to the community, and we hope that you will come and just spend a little bit of the holiday season with us at the Abbeville Opera House.
You know what would be great? Go to the lights at 6:30.
Hey,
over
there
at Connie Mack, and then just drive on over there to Abbeville and see the play Friday night, Saturday night.
We'll have carolers on the square. We'll have them in the lobby singing Christmas carols. We just lead right into the show at 8 o'clock. The show, you'll be out by 10. It's not a late night. It's great for families. And just give us a call, and we'll get you some tickets.
That's right. So give them a call, 366-2157. That's 366-2157. Hey, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors. Yes, we'll come back. And then I think we should talk about some of the actors, like David Eller and some of the ones that
David
have been.
David Eller is Scrooge.
He is Scrooge. All right, then. I guess we need to hear all about that when we come back. Don't you go away.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are with Michael Genevieve, and of course, he is the director, and he's also the present ghost. The ghost of present.
Yeah.
Are you wrapped up as a Christmas package? No.
I'm wrapped up like the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper. But we were just talking about dialects. Now, is this actually have an English dialect to it?
It does. We are set in England, and that was quite a challenge for, I mean, when you have 60-some people in the show, we didn't want to sound like we were from southern England. And so, that was the first step we wanted to do, was to kind of move it out of the south, and then we kind of slid it over into England. And I used to do a lot of episodes of In the Heat of the Night, and it would crack me up. The first time I ever got on that show, it was like one of the guest villains of the week. In my dressing room, there was a sheet of paper typed up from Carol O'Connor, who actually had script pronunciations the way he wanted us to say certain words in the script.
That's
so
amazing.
He would write it out phonetically. He wanted us all to sound. And after I started doing a few of those, it was we would do a take, and then the director would go, okay, hey, Michael, that was good, but give us one more and mush mouth it up a little more. They thought everybody in the South sounded like this.
Yeah.
And their dialects, Bubba, Alan Autry's Bubba, I mean, they were so heavy and done. But I did that for this show with the with a lot of the actors. I just did a sheet of paper and took words from the script and said, you know, if you have the word Ben, B-E-E-N, say it like it's a green bean, B-E-A-N. So, Bean, if you've got Merry, and lots of people say Merry Christmas or very, it's M-E-D-D-Y, Medi, instead of Merry.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we talked about softening R's and consonant changes, and I just wrote the words out and gave them, and then you're able to take that into the script and make little notes, and people are doing a remarkable job. So we've been able to get it over to England on this production.
So we have southern England?
Yeah. You know, we don't have a y'all coming out of anybody's mouth out there. So we're really lucky. And then we've got some incredibly skilled actors like David Eller and Eric Sorensen and
Monique Sakai Bagwell. You said he is Scrooge. Were you saying something about him? David, are you listening here this morning?
David Eller is Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, I think one of the promos came out.
He does a wonderful job with that role. And as I said, he started years and years ago when we did this show as Bob Cratchit. And he's worked his way up into the Scrooge role and just does...
Isn't age a wonderful thing?
Is that the truth? I don't know. I guess I could be a Christmas present for a few more years.
I
don't have to go to pass.
Yeah. Now, you said your narrator, Eric Sorensen, has done a tremendous job in talking about dialect.
Just a remarkable narrator. Really, one of the best narrators we have ever had in any of the productions for Christmas Carol. And Eric did, I think, a season ago, had a tiny role in Cheaper by the Dozen, played the doctor, just a few lines. And I really thought that... the casting of Charles Dickens in the show. That's a big role. It's a huge part, lots and lots of lines. But he came to auditions and just knocked it out of the ballpark and is doing an absolutely remarkable job.
And he's got the English accent going, too?
Oh, it's beautiful. And really, everybody. They're doing a great job with the show. Shane Bradley is Bob Cratchit, just very funny. And we've got Cratchit, his whole family. We've got Fred. Mark Myers plays Fred, that's Scrooge's nephew. And a lot of these performers have done a lot of shows on the Opera House stage and have done British dialects before, so it wasn't as great a challenge as it was for some of the newcomers maybe who were coming in. But they've all worked really hard, and they're doing a great job, and I just hope everybody will come out and appreciate the effort.
That's right. I'm sure they will, and I'm sure that people are saying, God, I didn't know I could go over there to Abbeville, have dinner, enjoy all the festivities going on over there, and see A Christmas Carol.
And see Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's the perfect setting for this show. I really believe that. And I think you'll have a great time.
All right. So that's what you got to do. You got to go see what's going on over there. Tickets are available for tonight. You said you have a few in the balcony. Is that where you're at?
Well, we are in the balcony. We've got a few scattered downstairs as well. So if you give us a call, we'll be in the box office in about 10 minutes.
That's right. And, Kathy will be there, right?
I won't be there. Somebody will be in the box office in about 10 minutes. And give us a call. We'll be there all the way up through curtain time tonight at 8 o'clock. And we'll get you some tickets because you don't want to miss it. It's a great holiday production.
You know, when we did our interview, we did it in the balcony. And, of course, I'd never been up in the balcony, but those are actually great seats. You really get a nice view of everything.
Really, I prefer, personally, I like to watch the show from the balcony. That's one of my favorite areas. And we're right in the middle of renovating and putting in a concessions area in that balcony. We had two rooms, one on each side where that were follow spot booths. Mm-hmm. And now with all of our computerized lighting and everything, we really don't use the follow spots that much. So we kept one follow spot booth, and the other area we're converting into a concessions area that we'll have upstairs as well. So you got to come back and see all the work that's going on. Our restrooms are halfway done. We have two of the restrooms are finished, and two of them aren't.
Are we going to
so
be inside
be a
or
long
outside?
Intermission. Yeah. Yeah, we have some bushes out right in front of the Opera House, though, that'll be available. So.
There you go. Okay, or porta-potties. I don't know, but... All right. Well, anyways, they do have one 15-minute intermission. You said the first half is approximately...
It's 50 minutes or so, just a little under an hour. And, like I said, we try to keep it as a family show. We'll have everybody out for the 8 o'clock curtain. We'll have you out before 10, and we'll have you out just a little before 5 for the matinees, so...
And on Saturday, wouldn't that be great to go to the performance, the matinee, 3 to 5, mm-hmm. 3 to 5 roughly, and then come on back and go to Connie Mack's Christmas?
Absolutely.
That would work too cool, too.
Well, we've got a Christmas parade over in Abbeville.
11
Saturday
o'clock.
Morning at 11 o'clock.
Yep.
So, yeah, we got all of that going on as well. So, yeah, there's just so many great things happening right now in the Lakelands, all over. So.
That's right, and so many free events. And I might add, of course, Sunday is Greenwood's parade. Mm-hmm. And yours truly, Ann Eller, is going to be out there talking to... Last year, I thought, well, I'll go out and I'll do this, and I'll talk to a few, and we'll play some Christmas music. I want you to know, Michael, of 81 booths, 81 floats, I talked to 79 of them. I did not get a break the whole time, but it was so much fun.
Now, do you catch them as they're going by?
Right.
I heard you doing this last year. As they're going by, you're able to really have a few minutes.
That's right. You know, and this year I'm going to have a longer microphone because I'm going to tell you what. When you're standing right there at a car and that car goes to move and you're watching your feet and talking to people, you know, it's kind of scary. That and the horses. The horses were kind of scary when you're standing there going, and how is it up there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? And give up show business?
That's right. But anyways, it's going to be a fun weekend however you spend it this weekend and next weekend. It will be going on at the Abbeville Opera House. It's all about A Christmas Carol. In fact, I just got some gift cards that I'm going to be able to give away on Giveaway Friday. You know it's Friday. We'll be giving away some, so you got to stay tuned right here on your favorite radio station. That's WLMA, because we'll be doing Giveaway Friday. Not only will we be doing it live on the air, but also on Facebook. Hey, you're on our Facebook page.
I sure am, yeah.
And have you seen...
And you're on the Abbeville Opera House Facebook
page.
Well,
how
it's
about...
It's a small world, isn't it?
There you go. There's a story for you. A small world. It is getting smaller, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I always forget about this. I'm just so computer illiterate. But if you want to know about any of the upcoming shows or ticket prices or have information about the plays or the dates or anything, you can go to theabbevilleoperahouse.com. That's our webpage. And find out everything you need to know about the theater.
And sign up, I guess, on Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah. Sign up on Facebook for Abbeville Opera House. We have a Facebook page.
That's right. So sign up there. You'll be in the know and find out what's going on. You're working on your schedule for next year. You've already got January, February,
And March. And we're right now we're trying to decide just and tweak the last few shows. We got a brand new script that I read that's very funny. It's the third of the Tuna series, Greater Tuna, a Tuna mm-hmm. Christmas. Now it's called Red, White, and Tuna. And when I was reading that, that made me laugh out loud. And I'm reading a brand new Sherlock Holmes mystery that is absolutely incredible.
That's a tough job to pick what you're going to do.
It is.
Because
I get to do it for the summer season. We have a play reading committee, so we can, for our winter season of shows. And we're hoping here within the next month to not only announce our summer season, but also announce next winter season as well. So we've got a lot of things in mind. And then we have to get the rights to the plays and things like that.
Yeah, so it's not just, oh, I want to do this one.
Oh, I know. People forget about it. You do a musical, and it's thousands and thousands of dollars of royalties you have to pay, and then you rent the music, and they kind of nickel and dime you on all of those things. And then even the straight plays, there are royalties that you pay to get the rights to the show.
Sure.
So you have to make sure that they're available and that kind of thing.
And
but
it's not competing, although it's kind of funny on A Christmas Carol, isn't it?
Isn't
it's everywhere.
Bizarre? Yeah, we didn't even think about any, you know. But I think that is a problem. If there are any playwrights out there, focus on the Christmas season, because every theater in this country is looking for a Christmas show to do at this time of the year. And, I mean, how many of us have done The Best Christmas Pageant Ever and Dear Santa and, you know, A Country Christmas Carol and A Christmas Carol and all of these shows. You just see the same ones really being done over and over again. So crank out some new scripts for us. But it was time for us to bring back A Christmas Carol, so I'm so glad we did.
Yes, I know it's going to be exciting. Monique Sagay-Bagwell is Christmas the future ghost, so she will be there. She did a great job. Did you get to see...
Dracula? No,
yeah.
I didn't. We had a show going on at the Opera House at
Fabulous.
The same time. One of my favorite shows. And I'm sure she did. Several of the actors, the students who were in the Lander production of Dracula, Ryan Hewitt, and several. We have several Lander students in A Christmas Carol here, as a matter of fact, from the nursing department and from the mass communications theater department. And so we're excited. We got a great bunch of people in this show.
All right. Well, listen, you can see it right there in Abbeville this weekend and next weekend. Friday and Saturday night, 8 o'clock curtain call, and 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon for both weeks. No Sunday performances.
Nope.
Because on this Sunday, you've got something great going on.
We've got Tony Spearman and the benefit concert that they're doing there Sunday evening at 6:30. So, yeah, you can just come spend the whole weekend over in Abbeville.
That's right. Stay at a bed and breakfast and help everybody,
hey,
right?
There you got it.
There
yeah,
you go.
Perfect.
All right. Now, that let's just go over one more time what that concert is going to help. It's going to help Connie Maxwell,
the Salvation Army, the Abbeville Opera House. All you have to do to get in is bring some canned goods or an unwrapped Christmas toy for kids. And
come enjoy the evening.
Enjoy it. Yeah, they've got some really talented people. Lots of singing, lots of concerts, some blues, and just some great music. So.
Just mixed it all up and put together a great show.
They have.
Now, how many people can actually seat at the Abbeville Opera House?
We can seat between, I guess, 325 and 350. We have 218 seats downstairs. Mm-hmm. We have 75 seats in the balcony. And then we put anywhere from 4 to 6 people in each of the box seats.
Right,
so
box.
When you add all of that up, it,
about 325.
Yeah.
All right. So come out and have a great time with A Christmas Carol. You know, Michael, it has been so good to have you here. We're going to give you a little something that we're not going to tell you what it is, but we're going to give you something to take back to the Abbeville Opera House, and maybe you can give these out and spread a little Christmas joy from Sharp Facets.
We would be honored. That would be terrific. So, yeah, you got to come see the shows because you might go away a winner.
That's right. Well, you're always a winner at the Abbeville Opera House, aren't you?
Oh, thank you. That was good. I'll give you that $5.
Okay. Thank you very much. Hey, it's been lots of fun to have you here. I know you're excited about the show opening tonight. Are you ready?
We are ready. We've been ready. We were born ready. We've been ready since 1843.
The Abbeville Opera House, a true treasure that you don't want to miss it. If you haven't been there, it's a great place and a fabulous place to go see A Christmas Carol right there in Abbeville. Call them for tickets, 366-2157. Michael, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure, Ann.
All right. This is WLMA and WCRS right here in Greenwood. I'll be back at lunchtime with... Giveaway Friday.